Natalie is an insurance recovery professional who has successfully represented a number of businesses, large and small, under all types of commercial insurance policies, including D&O's policies, CGL policies, property errors and omissions, builder's risk, fidelity, and most importantly for today, cyber. She has a decade of experience helping businesses navigate complex insurance disputes. She has developed a business-oriented approach to insurance recovery and a unique understanding of her clients' goals and actively consults with clients on cost-effective solutions to manage risk and maximize insurance recovery. Natalie has been recognized in Best Lawyers in America for Insurance Law every year since 2019, has been recognized as a rising star in insurance by Texas Super Lawyers. She's also chaired many ABA insurance conferences and is a regular speaker and writer on insurance topics, including for the Texas Insurance Law Journal and the Texas Bar Advanced Insurance Law Seminar. Natalie, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Tim. Hi, good morning. I'm here for your essential insurance update on all things cyber. So as a reminder or a refresher, actually, can I get a show of hands who is sort of generally familiar with cyber coverage? All right. Okay, good. So as a general reminder, refresher, your cyber coverage has got two buckets of coverage, right? Your first-party coverages that cover the loss to your business, your property, resulting from a cyber event. And then it's got third-party coverages, right? Your business liability to others because of a cyber event. So I have some good news for those renewing their cyber coverage this year. The market is softening. the late 2024, early 2025 is predicted to continue to be a soft market. What does that mean for the policyholder? It means that you ought to be able to negotiate good terms for your cyber renewal to get policies that maximize coverage for you. I always counsel my clients to work with your broker to negotiate the best language in your policies. If you're not doing that yet, you're missing the opportunity to do so. If your broker isn't doing that for you, reach out to your coverage counsel, have them help you come up with a wish list or terms. If you can't get it in this renewal, you can continue to approach that and get it at the next renewal or the next renewal. I usually come up with a wish list of maybe 10 items for my clients. I may not get all of them this year. I may get two or three this year, two or three the next year, two or three the next year. But those minor changes in policy terms can make a big difference, right? That includes, for example, if you've got your underlying liability firm working with issues for you or a favored vendor that you know you're going to work with, be sure that those law firms and vendors are approved vendors on your cyber form, right? If they're not, work during renewal to get those law firms and vendors approved on your form. That process is fairly often and easily negotiated with your carrier. And you will be surprised at the firms and caliber of attorneys that you would be able to include on your cyber, on your D&O forms, right, that you may not normally think about. And there's a lot of flexibility there as well. I always get asked about the application, right? The applications for underwriting cyber coverage seem to get more and more and more complicated. There's usually a very detailed question and then a yes-no box, right? If the answer is not yes or no, do not check yes or no. you don't want to be in a situation where you have a claim come up later on and the carrier goes back to your application and says, wait a minute, you misrepresented to me what your diligence was in this matter or what steps you were undertaking to protect your form in this matter. If you don't have a yes or no answer, don't check yes or no. Write see attached and provide an explanation, or better yet, have a discussion with with the person underwriting your policy. You can say, hey, you feel free to interview our CIO or our chief technology officer, and they'll be able to answer questions about our security. And that way, to the extent that there are any errors, it's on the carrier. It's not on you and your application, right? So there are things that you can do in the front end to make sure that you are getting yourself set up in the best possible way if you do have an event on the back end.